This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. 7 after the hour, time for us to visit what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio with the overview of what's been happening this past year. As a matter of fact, the entire program is aimed at looking at the big stories and the people that were talked about. We have the top 10, and then we have honorable mentions as well. I think what I'm going to do is go around the room here and get from each of our participants, which includes the list is very, it's a broad list of big thinkers here. Jennifer Horn from the DJV show is here. Rich McFadden. Very broad. Well, McFadden's a broad thinker, too, but in different ways.
Who you calling a thinker?
Yes. And then there's Joe Crummy, who really is a big thinker. He expands on thoughts in his evil mind every day. His podcast called Evil Thoughts. You can get them iTunes or wherever
evil thoughts
alcohol
are sold.
Is sold.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you too, sir.
Yes, and Happy New Year. Okay, so Jennifer Horn, the big from your perspective, as a person that not only is on the DJV show every day, but you have your own local Los Angeles morning program. What do you think from, again, the news talk perspective, and again, for the definition purposes, a news talk station or a program has the facts, sort of presents the facts and information, and then what does that mean? What does the host think the information means? And the audience participates sometimes. So what do you think is the number one story from your perspective from this past year?
Yeah. Can I pick a... Can I pick whatever you like? Three-way tie?
Yes, you may.
Since I'm the broad here, yes, I get to pick three. I think it's the biggest story of the year is probably, of course, the media and the left's attempt to do Russian collusion to Donald Trump. I think that was a story that dominated. It was a story that never was, yet it still dominated the headlines every single day. I think the Me Too movement at the end of the year has become a huge story and will continue to be a big story in 2018. And then I think from the beginning of January last year to the end of December this year, the fight between Donald Trump and the news media, him calling them the fake news media, and of course the fake news media trying to take down Trump and kind of underplay his achievements, which, believe it or not, you may not have heard about it. There were quite a few achievements that he had during his first year, and I think that is definitely one of the biggest stories of the year, is that contentious relationship between the two of them.
All right. So according to the Talkers Magazine list of the top stories of the year, number three is the Me Too movement. Number two, the investigation, the election hacking, all that sort of thing. Number one is the president's personality and his demeanor. And so you have, without looking at the list, you've come up with the things that are paramount, it would seem.
She looked.
I didn't. I did not look at any list,
whatever.
I swear.
Nice,
yeah.
Richie. So in terms
don't
of...
Don't be a hater, Rich.
No. That's all I can do. Yeah. There's nothing left.
Right. In the year 2018, we're not going to be haters. We're going to be healers. Healers, not haters, in 2018. All right? We'll get to that.
Good luck.
All right. So meanwhile, back to Jennifer for a second. And investigation, the things that you can express yourself on the air and fit into a mold. But in terms of your own personal life, take the politics out of it. What's been the most important thing for Jennifer Horn this year? Because I think people who listen to all of us, they want to know what we think about the issues, but they also want to know more about us.
Well, personally, I got engaged this year, so that was a big deal. And I would say an overwhelming theme for me as well this year was expanding my career and I think refining some of the stuff that I do and taking it in maybe some different directions I didn't think I would end up in but found myself here. So definitely a career expansion year, I think, for me too.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So next year... What do you think next year holds in store
more naps.
For all
hashtag
of us?
#more naps.
She says that every year, Doug.
But more naps?
Yeah, it never works out, though.
You know, I'm all about simplifying for next year. I want simplification in government. I want simplification in my life. I want to par down all the nastiness. I want to purge. That's what I want for 2018.
All right. Number six, the tax reform issue. Does that simplify your life for next year? Is your tax return and your tax reality going to be affected by the tax reform bill that was just passed at the end of the year?
I think so. I think when I'll be getting more money. Definitely, I've used some of the online calculators. I'll be getting more money starting in February, and I think it'll be a whole lot easier to file income taxes. I think that process will be simplified. I love it. And Joe and Rich, I love watching a bunch of people go nuts about saving money. I've never seen anything so crazy in all my life where the media and a lot of people on the left are just absolutely trying to tell you how the world's going to end because you're going to save money on your taxes. It's so unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you are going to save money. You must be rich because only the rich are going to save money.
Well, that's not really true, as most of us have figured out.
Yes, it is, Doug. I saw it on the news.
Oh, okay.
CNN told him.
I certainly don't want to interfere with your thinking process when it comes to watching the news
and
believe everything that you hear. It must be true, exactly. I don't know, in California, where Jennifer is, and I happen to be at the moment, Richie, you don't live in a wealthy state. Joe lives in...
No, I live in the suburbs of Washington, D.C.
Right.
Well, nobody here.
Well, the five richest counties in the country are actually around, they surround
Washington. D.C. Right.
Right. But the number of things that are affecting the taxes, like the what you can deduct, your state income tax, can you deduct that in some states where they have a high income bracket? That's going to be good. A high income tax. I mean, California, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, places like that.
It's going to be tougher for us. It'll be tougher in the high income states, some of these blue states. Yeah. But I was listening to the governor of New York. I was listening to Andrew Cuomo the other day, who said that this is an economic civil war, which is a bunch of hooey. For years, the federal government has been subsidizing people that live in high tax states. It's time for California. And once these rich people start getting pinched, because if you make over $1 million a year, you'll be getting more taxes. You'll be taxed more come 2018. Once those people get pinched, man, I hope they start complaining to Governor Jerry Brown and to all of the leadership in these blue states where apparently it's okay to just tax up a storm. And
isn't it funny how nobody mentions that the rich are getting away with a tax break and now they're not going to be getting away with it? The story is the rich are getting this tax break. That's not true. If you live in one of these blue states where there's high property values, you're going to get pinched.
Yeah, because you're not going to be able to deduct that stuff anymore. I'm paying my taxes, the real estate taxes, I'm prepaying them.
You better be careful.
It's not going to work for
you. A lot of people stood in line to do that, and some places you cannot do it. If it's not assessed, you cannot guess what your taxes are going to be. You have to have an assessment for 2018 to do
that. Yeah, I have an assessment. We have the tax bill. The first two quarters are assessed. After that, it's a new ballgame because it's a new fiscal year.
Then you have to check with your county to make sure that they are able to accept the taxes. So those are the caveats to that.
We do it. The town does that. Oh, this is
my accountant told me yesterday, forget it. It's not going to happen. Don't do it. As a matter of fact, he wouldn't even talk to me yesterday. I talked to my accountant, and he said, I'm too busy. I got a lot of people calling me up about it. And by the way, don't even bother.
They're back in fashion, accountants. It's pretty good.
There were 200 people in line at a couple of people in our neighborhood went, and there were 200 people in line at the Fairfax County, Virginia tax assessment office.
Yeah.
And the county was like, take this form, fill it out, you will be. Yeah. They didn't know what to do with everybody.
Yeah, and it's Christmas and nobody wants to work.
Government at work. All right. New Year's. For 2018, we all hope for better and less government. But before we leave this, one thing, you look at companies like Apple, $268 billion in cash floating around outside the country. Now the tax rate's 15%, which is down, what was it before, 30%?
32?
No, it's 35. It's going down to 19.
All right, well, there's some that will be paying 15. Whatever it is. That, a lot of that money is going to come back to America, and that will help in jobs as well. So the truth be told, it's, as with always, and circumstance like this, somebody's happy, somebody's not happy. The best deals are the ones where nobody's happy.
Stock market's so happy. Maybe.
Yeah, stock market's very happy. So hold your breath for 2018. 16 past the hour. For a limited time, MyPillow is going to do they're continuing and extending the best offer they've ever made. That is buy one and get one free. So if you're having a tough time getting a good night's rest or tossing around all night long, turning in your bed, find yourself stuffing the pillow, trying to make it work. I'm about to sneeze, Rich. You may want to have... Yes.
Got you covered, Doug. Don't worry about it. So I have one of these My Pillows. And as a matter of fact, last night I was surrounded by two of them. Yeah. I'll pick them for you. Go ahead and
sneeze. Okay. Me, I'm picking up. Yeah, go ahead.
My Pillow is easy.
Yeah.
My wife and I both have the My Pillows, and I can guarantee you that you will sleep soundly. We just got a new mattress.
Yeah.
Finally, our mattress matches
the pillow. Yeah. That's a good thing. Yeah. Right. The patented fill lets you put the pillow any way you like it. So if you want your head and your neck to be supported the proper way for you to get REM, REM sleep, rapid eye movement, that's what REM stands for. If you want to have that go to work faster as you put your head on the pillow and go right out, then you need to go online to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, take advantage of the extended offer to buy one pillow at the regular price, get the second one free. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
The top radio countdown.
Doug Steffen here for Purity Products, namely the Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. I've noticed, and I bet you have noticed, decreased mobility. As you get a little older, things begin to wane. So I've started taking Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 from Purity. What a difference. My energy is back. The problems with my joints, my ankles and my knees especially, are gone. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10 combines krill oil with fish oil. This is superb for anybody that's getting older that really feels their joints aching. The ingredients are better than anything else you could possibly get. A free bottle is yours just for the asking. 800-355-1493. It's a much lower cost than if you purchased it in the store. Just pay shipping. Dial now. 800-355-1493. Your joints will thank you. Hi, this is Doug Steffen with an exciting invitation for YOU to join me in Hawaii this March. Yep, come with me to Hawaii on a 13-day fabulous guided tour with YMT Vacations. We'll see Honolulu, Pearl Harbor, the world-famous Waikiki Beach. We'll cruise the tropical rivers. We'll be in Maui watching migrating whales, stunning ocean sunsets, relaxing beaches, authentic island hospitality. It'll be a fabulous four-island cruise for $19.99. You can enjoy beachfront hotels, luggage handling, 6 sightseeing tours, airfare within Hawaii, and a professional tour director. Add-on airfare is available. Call 877-900-4574. Come with me to Hawaii, 877-900-4574. All right, so the question may be here for us to consider, how would you rate this past year in terms of our country and the world? When I look at the stories, the top 10, and we'll go through them in order, we have some honorable mentions as well, like the anthem protests, climate change, the usual conversation about all the disasters and what brought that about, and then the discussion of net neutrality and how that's going to affect. I don't think people realize what the change there is going to mean to people, especially on farms. The rural parts of our country are going to get screwed 85 ways from Sunday. Anyway, that's yet to be discussed here on the Talk Radio Review, 21 minutes past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now 23 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden and Joe Crummy. Joe has evil thoughts. You can check them out online. EvilThoughts.com is a good place for you to start. You can find Evil Thoughts on iTunes or wherever podcasts are. So if I were to say to you, Joe, same question I had for Jennifer, in terms of your work that you did this past year, your podcast tend to lean to the right. And by the way, I was talking to one of your former bosses the other day who said, before you had your operation, you were on the left. So I wondered, and you know who I'm talking about and what the circumstance was. Anyway, so this reality that we find ourselves in, looking forward to the new year, looking back, though, on the things that you have, you do the podcast every day. There's something fresh there at Evil Thoughts. So what do you think had the most traction, the most downloads, the most interest of all the things that you worked over this past year?
Oh, boy, that's a great question. I hate you for that. You're making me
think. Oh, my God. Yeah, that.
I like, a lot of the same. The thing that got me this year, and Jennifer mentioned it, but I think it's an underreported story. She was mentioning the whole thing about media and Trump and the fights and all that kind of stuff with the president and fake news and all that. I think that media bias is one of the biggest underreported stories of the year. The president can scream about it all he wants, but it doesn't really change the reality the way I see it. Anyway, I mean, I watch every day, and I know you do it too, but I do it 7 days a week. It's been great to ride the bubble. You know, when you do this stuff every day, you get into that news cycle, Doug, Rich. I know you guys know it too. When you every day, you ride that cycle almost like it's a wave at the beach or something. You're just sort of in that bubble and you ride it every day. And the thing that I've noticed about it is that the bias is out there, but yet, and people scream about it, but I think it's a big deal. And I also think that 2017, as we wrap up the year, my understanding is it's the first year where more people are going to be getting their information from the internet than they have heretofore from traditional news sources. I think that's a big deal.
All right. How does net neutrality, the diminishing of availability for things the internet has provided to people in rural areas, the Midwest, Mid-South, How is that going to change for them, do you think?
I think it's going to get better. You and I would probably disagree on the
issue.
Yeah,
how do you get to that conclusion? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that we agree... I think the thing that we agree on is that we want to build the ISP market. What we don't want is it to be like the cable TV market in 1975. Wow, let's not make that much, speaking of ISPs, let's not make
somebody's trying to get at you there, Joe. There's somebody, there's a net neutralityist who's giving you a little...
Right. It's still early here. Listen to this, it's still early here in L.A. and they're on us already.
Yeah.
I want to build that market out, and I know you do too, and so I'm optimistic about that. You may not be, but I am optimistic about it. I just saw an ad for Cricket ISP yesterday. I'm going, good, more.
I don't even know what that is.
More.
What is
right,
Cricket?
Well, there you go.
Cricket is a cell phone. Provider, the budget cell phone provider, so it looks like they'll probably get into the internet service provider. They're just reselling. Is all
what
doing.
Do they have to resell if there isn't a product available in some of these rural areas?
Everybody resells Verizon and AT&T and Sprint,
yeah.
So it's going to be the same thing on the internet.
Yeah, but what if there isn't the kind of signal available in these areas, what do they have? Selling different stuff going to be better?
Yeah.
It's cheaper, but it's not going to mean it's better.
Here's the deal. If you buy from Cricket and they are buying their bandwidth from Verizon and your neighbor's a Verizon customer, who do you think is going to get the better service?
Verizon, thank you. Yeah. Done. Boop, boop. All right. So the net neutrality issue, one thing. I want to get into some of the investments. Again, we have the top 10 stories. Yeah, we're going to get to those, but I want to do some side stuff, too. 28 past.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So that you have some order and consistency in your life, I'll do what I usually do here on the countdown. The number 10, talk radio hosts in general. Number 9, these are people now, leaders of foreign countries that are not our friends, like Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin. Number 8, media personalities like Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer. Number 7, outrageous conduct by people in the entertainment business, Harvey Weinstein and Kevin Spacey in that position. Number 6, the investigators and those being investigated, Michael Flynn, Robert Mueller in that department. Number 5, Mike Pence. Number 4, Sean Spicer. Number 3, Nancy Pelosi. Number 2, Mitch McConnell. Number 1, Donald Trump. There they are, the people most talked about on News Talk radio programs this past year. 2018 lurking before us, the stories of 2017 and the people in the focus. News Talk Radio is our gig here. This is the News Talk Review. Talkers Magazine provides the information. Talk Radio Review and the big stories, the honorable mentions before. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but Joe Crummy, who's one of the three of us at the Boys Club this weekend, Rich McFadden, Joe Crummy, Doug Steffen, the rise of Bitcoin and things in the financial markets, the bullishness of the... By the way, have you ever understood, either one of you, the difference between a bull and a bear? The bear market, the bull market, and why they don't just say up market, down market?
Yeah.
Where'd bull and bear come from?
Bullish, bear. I don't know why the bear isn't bullish. I mean, a bear scares me just as much as a bull does.
Yeah.
How's the bear not bullish?
Bulls don't scare me at all because I'm on the farm. Lots of bulls around all the time. And we certainly deal with lots of bull on this program, so I'm not afraid of that. But bears, yeah, big bears. So what is it? What does it mean? The bullish is good and bear is bad, right?
Bullish is good, bear is bad, correct. Yeah. I don't know why the bear is bad. I understand the bullish. That makes sense.
All right. So, Joe, you play around a lot in the market. You buy any Bitcoin this year?
I've got audio issues here, so I have to reboot again.
Oh, can't hear anything. All right, let's keep going then. Let me see, bungity bungity bung. We may have put Joe on the phone. The stories that intrigued me this year were not about President Trump. Were not about the investigation. The Me Too movement, I think, from my perspective, is the number one item of the year. And you look around at some of the things. As a matter of fact, if I were looking ahead, Richie, and I wanted to have things continue, keep speaking out. The silence breakers, that's how they were referred to by people.
Right.
Sexual harassment has no place in our society. I think you keep... some people say it doesn't happen to men. It does happen to men. But all these women who keep saying you need to keep your hands to yourself, your tongue to yourself, your body parts, keep them to yourself. So Harvey and Mario and Matt
and a whole
John
list.
And Charlie and Louie and Kevin and all the others too numerous to mention. I wouldn't be surprised if Vladimir Putin was a Putin.
Yeah, but he doesn't care and he's not going anywhere because of it.
Right.
He would actually probably be proud of it.
Yeah, I guess.
If harassment stories came out about him.
All right, we make crummy work, or is what's going on with this thing over here? This is on-the-job training, ladies and gentlemen. We have one of the things that's most interesting about the programs that I do is how hard they are in a technical sense. We have all these people that are in various places around the country, and they all have to come into this one facility. Our originating network is Radio America.
And you know what it's
Washington.
All dependent on?
Who's your what?
The internet.
Well, there we are, back to net neutrality. Yeah, right. So you can't connect to him. Is that what you're saying? So
he's got to reboot his computer.
He
just did. He has to do it again.
Okay. So I think the Me Too movement was the number one
item
of the...
Would you lump that in with race relations, and would you kind of make it all kind of social justice?
Social justice, yeah, I suppose. Race relations have a way of metering themselves. There's a lot of stuff. By the way, the number one sports story of the year, I was involved in a radio program with Fred Dreyer, who is a former football player doing a sports program now. And the subject matter in this particular hour was the top 10 stories, the sports stories of the year. And number one was Colin Kaepernick and his...
Colin.
Colin, him too.
There's only one
and
Colin.
His fooling... Well... Yeah, I know. You keep telling me that when I talk about Powell. The essence, the gist of what has gone on here it started with Kaepernick, and then it spread, and thus the protests. And by the way, a lot of people are talking about the fact there's no NFL game on New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve, the Fox folks have given over to Steve Harvey, and yet another celebration from Times Square for New Year's Eve because they figure they'll get better ratings. The ratings, nobody really is talking about.
Why
because the ratings are not good for football now, and they keep going down.
If my choices are Ryan Seacrest, what's-his-face over at CNN,
Anderson Cooper,
and football, what do you think I'm going to go watch? I'm all over the football. Why would they do that?
You're not watching it this New Year's Eve because there's going to be a game.
No.
You got to watch Steve Harvey or what's his face that does the voice? What's his name? The guy that's on NBC that does the voice?
I thought it was Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan's on ABC.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, the point is that the anthem protests have pulled the NFL down really big time to the point where they're not. They don't do their games. They don't play the anthem at the beginning of the games anymore on TV. They take you right to the beginning of the game, but the commercials are playing while the anthem, so you don't have to look on the field, as they are sensitive to it because it's affected their bottom line. Advertising rates. I'd be very curious to see what is going to be the rate for advertising in the Super Bowl this year, given the fact that there are a lot of people. Not only is it the anthem protest, but more and more people are really getting clued in to how unhealthy it is to play football, how really harmful it is. And so there are people who just, I don't watch this anymore. It's really bad. And the way the league has been run is really bad.
You know what?
They're all greedy. And so people are fed up with it.
I got three things going on here, okay? So I got my Redskins, they're either just okay or they're horrible.
Yeah.
And this year they were semi-okay. Not fun to watch. Who cares? All right?
Mm-hmm.
You add on top of that all of this just angst back and forth with everybody and, oh, I want to go out in the field and save the world. You know what? Shut up and play football.
That's what you get paid to do.
That's
go
that's
protest on the street after the game is over.
Right. If you want to go on and get on the news after the game, great. Cool. No problem. I'm down with that. And you know what? I'll back you on a lot of the things that you want to try and get done, and I'll oppose you on some of the other things. But right now, I just want to watch the game. And then I got my fantasy football. So I decided this year, the only reason I was really interested in watching football is to make sure my fantasy football team was doing okay. Mm-hmm. I did not spend one Sunday sitting on the couch watching football all day long, and I got a lot of stuff done. And I started to realize, why do I do this? Why do I sit here? I love the game of football, but why do I sit here and put myself through this if I've got other things to do with my kids or around the house or just whatever it is? And I got a lot of done. And it's just a lot of people did that. I don't know anybody who was just tied to their couch.
All right, Rishi, you don't have selective amnesia. You've just proven that to me. The top stories of the year from the world of News Talk Radio, immigration reform. It's very interesting when you get down to brass tacks to really look at what was done. There are all these people that are moaning and groaning about what Trump has done and what he hasn't done. The information is in, and President Trump sent 26% fewer Mexicans back home this year than Barack Obama did in the same period last year. How about that? All the vows to crack down on illegal immigration. Government data shows about 152,000 Mexican nationals were repatriated. That means they were booted out of the country. Between January and the end of November, let's see, the Mexico Interior Ministry, who keeps track of this, says last year at the same time, 195,000, it depends on what number you look at. One number is 195,000, another one is 205,000. So in the first 11 months of last year, about 50,000 more Mexicans were sent back to Mexico. So one wonders why. If Trump is the big talker when it comes to this, why have there been fewer deportations? Why is there less enforcement? That's really kind of what I'm getting out of this.
Well, one of the things you have to consider here is how many less people are coming over the border in the first place. The immigration, illegal immigration, has really dropped because the people know that when they come here, or fear that when they come here, they're going to get into trouble, that things aren't as good as they used to be. Mm-hmm. It isn't as friendly. It isn't as easy to sneak around the system. So a lot of them, it went from like, I can't remember the number, like 20,000 people a month to like 5,000 people a month that were coming over the border illegally.
One of the things that I heard on a discussion the other day on one of the radio programs here in Los Angeles, the number of the people, the illegals that are involved in crime, and it was one specific story about a guy who had been deported five times, first time when he was 13 for raping somebody who was his own age. He got sent back. He came back to the country. When he was 18, he raped somebody else, was sent back to Mexico. When we came back at 24, raped somebody else, went back to Mexico. This happened five times. Instead of putting him through the system and sticking him in San Quentin or someplace and throwing away the key, these boobs, just when somebody commits something like this, they send him back to Mexico, and Mexico is happy to get rid of him because apparently this guy, from the story that I heard on this radio program, did the same thing in Mexico. So what? How could we possibly run a country this badly? How are we? And you hear these stories all the time about the illegals involved in DUIs and killing people on the highway and involved in robberies and murders, and yet they just, all they do is send him home. Why do they send him to jail? You think the guys in San Quentin are going to leave him alone? They're going to leave him alone. You send somebody like that to San Quentin, it's a one-way trip in, and he comes out in a box. And you know what? For guys like that, that's what they deserve. I have no sympathy for any of these people, especially the ones who are coming here illegally and committing these crimes. And yet I just don't understand it. You know, the government says they want to have less meddling. The feds get out of our lives. I want the feds involved in this. I want them in my life. I want them doing what they need to do to put these people out of our misery. It's an. This is one of the real outrages of the year.
310,000 reported apprehensions nationwide at our borders last year, ending in the fiscal year September 2017. It's 25% decline. So 25% less people are coming across the border illegally than just a year ago.
So do you think that's justification for what I just said about fewer being sent back?
No, 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 no. You just send them all back still if they're here illegally.
Yeah.
If you come here illegal, 100% of them, I mean, unless there's some kind of a reason that they're going to be harmed, hurt, or killed back in their other country.
Mm-hmm. 45 past the hour. Talk radio reviewer Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with a word for those of you who are suffering from aches and pains. Your joint comfort is the number one priority of the folks at Purity Products. Purity Products has developed Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. As we age, your joints become a little less functional, your brain a little less functional, your cardiovascular system a little less functional, your muscles not as good. So let's see if we can do something about that. You can if you're on Krill Omega 50 with CoQ10. It's a new product. It delivers on all kinds of fronts. Krill oil has been heralded for its unique, the complex nature of what the, I don't know what you call it, the chemical makeup of it, but the bottom line is that it's great for your joints, for your bones. This is a small pill that makes a big difference. It has krill oil in it for your joints, and it has omega concentrated fish oil, omega-3s. It's a small pill, fabulous, fabulous, fabulous. Everybody on my staff is on these, mini soft gel, krill omega 50 plus. You'll discover a highly innovative combination of krill oil and fish oil designed for people who want to have an active lifestyle. Get the blood going. 800-355-1493. A free bottle of Krill Omega 50 Plus. Just because it's free, you should just call the number and get it because it's free. Get started. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. A free bottle is yours at 800-355-1493. The stories from 2017 from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry, let me review at number 10. This is the year-long overview from Talkers. Number 10, terrorist attacks. Number 9, the Senate bid, Roy Moore. Number 8, race relations in our country. Number 7, immigration reform. Number 6, tax reform. Number 5, fake news. Number 4, North Korea. Number 3, the Me Too movement. Number 2, the election hacking allegations. And number 1, the president, his personality, his demeanor, and how he is governing. Those are the top 10 stories. On the outside, the fringes, a couple of other things that reserve, or that deserve honorable mention. The anthem protests at football games, what the Supreme Court did this year, and who filled the empty seat. All these are important things that have been trending and discussed on the best news talk radio stations with the best news talk radio hosts around the country for the year 2017.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. A focus on the top technical stories of the week. And we're down to a skeleton crew here. So Kara and I will take the bull by the horns. Kara's going to use her voice to be the big voice announcer. Or we can have both the big voice announcer and Kara to compare which one we like the better. All right, first, at number five, let's use the big voice announcer.
Number five.
All right, now let's hear you, Kara.
Number five.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, did you? It was a little lackluster.
No, that's good. All right, at number five on the top ten stories, or rather the top five stories this week when it comes to technology, news from San Francisco that the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals has deployed a crime-fighting robot to keep homeless people from making tent encampments in front of the building. The city itself has criticized the idea. So the SPCA, which is in the Mission neighborhood of the city, covers a big block, and president said, quote, we're able to use the sidewalks. We're not able to use the sidewalks at all when there are people who have no place to go, loitering, tents, bikes, needles everywhere. So we wanted to clean it up. So the robot is known as K9. He's been working at this for a month or so, and the homeless encampments have decreased around the building. And with that, less crime, because there's been a lot of crime related to the homeless being all over the place there. And this is only one of many organizations that are using these robots to patrol parking lots, campuses for the big companies, the big tech companies, office buildings, arenas even. The city of San Francisco has given the organization an ultimatum: remove the robot or face a $1,000 a day fine. This is a big problem. These people are solving it. They're building, but it's typical there. They value. I don't know what that. I actually always trying to figure out what San Francisco really does value. But obviously not private property and people and their safety and concerns about what's going on in an area. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Number four.
Bitcoin rallying to 16,000 again. Bitcoin this week recovered from a sharp sell-off last week. It briefly climbed more than 12.5% to above 16,000 on Tuesday and then traded near 15 later in the day and on Wednesday and on Thursday. It was the last week was down to like 10,000, I think, 10,400, whatever it is. Trying to understand how Bitcoin works and some of these others. Kara, what's the what do they call the coin or the various currencies? What's the it's called
cryptocurrency?
Crypto, that's it, right? Yeah. So I heard a story of one guy on a radio program on a business station talking about how he used Bitcoin to buy some other kind of cryptocurrency. Good Lord! All right, next.
Number three.
Amazon Key, which is a new service from Amazon, enabling their delivery person to unlock your door, deliver your packages. Hackers finding a loophole in the system, the software, that could allow the delivery person full access to your entire home, and you wouldn't even know it. Amazon knows about the flaw, says they've issued a software update, but cybersecurity experts say the vulnerability is still there. So when you get an Amazon key, Amazon gives you a special lock and a camera. And not long after Amazon Key was launched, the cybersecurity company hacked the system to expose the flaw. When Amazon was made aware of the vulnerability, it issued a software update saying customers should be notified more quickly if their camera goes offline. I would suggest that's a good reason to go to Vivint and get their home security or some of these other home security places, because Amazon's just getting too big. They have too much control, too much influence, too much involvement in everybody's life, and they can't control. It's just too big. Like, there's too many people on the planet. Can't be controlled and watched, and so I would stay away from the Amazon key if it were me. All right, big voice announcer.
Number two.
World Health Organization recognizing gaming as a mental health disorder. There's a draft of a classification of diseases from the World Health Organization, and it includes gaming disorder on its list of mental health conditions. They define the disorder as a persistent or recurrent behavior pattern of sufficient severity to result in significant impairment in personal, family, social, educational, occupational, or other important areas.
Number one.
Number one, all eyes are on Apple as the tax cut circumstances. You see Tim Cook, who's the Apple CEO, was calling on Washington this week to make it less costly for his company to bring back all of the dollars it holds overseas, billions of dollars. As part of the tax bill that was signed, corporations like Apple will come back with a repatriation tax rate of 15% for the money that comes back to our country. So I guess that's pretty good news. I think it is good news. $268 billion in cash they have outside the country.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
If you talk to me, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.